Okie dokie. Here we go. It's 7 p.m. on October the 29th, 2013, Tuesday night. I am Biz, and I want to thank everyone for tuning tonight's interview with my client, Barbara. And I am your host for tonight's festivities. And we're going to be covering a lot of ground this evening. And I would like for you to just do me a favor and just kind of sit back and listen and take it all in, kind of be present with tonight's information. The call is being recorded, and so you will be able to tune into the recording at another time if there's something that, you know, you need to catch up on and you can listen to it again. Now, some housekeeping duties before we begin. Again, my name is Biz, and I'm in a bit of a transition right now, what it is officially I do. And that's kind of funny. My clients know this right now because I've asked them some questions about it. But for right now, I am from Happily Thin or After and the HCG, and both of these sites are designed to help support you in everything that you need to help you lose weight and keep it off. Now, I jokingly referenced being in quote unquote, and you know, there have been a lot of changes in the HCG world since I started way back in May of 2007. One thing I have been clear about since the start is that it's not what you lose, but rather what you're able to keep off. So it's been a kind of a maintenance that I've placed myself as an expert in over the years. A lot of people think I am an HCG expert, and you know, I do know a lot about HCG and how to lose it, but I like to focus in on more of the maintenance. In the last year or so, I've noticed kind of this trend that it's not just about just nutrition for your body. It's more about having that whole of your mind, body, and spirit that's kind of going to deliver the results that you really want. You know, you can spend the time and lose the weight, but if you don't lose the mind things that had gotten you, you know, in that condition in the first place, then you're just going to get back to where you were. You know, you have to talk about clarity, and you have to talk about results, and you have to talk about, you know, how you're going to get there. You know, in following that understanding about, you know, I've noticed the whole mind, body, spirit thing going on, I'm kind of moving my coaching from just being an HCG coach or just being a nutritional coach to more of a balanced approach to the losing and then maintaining that weight loss. And I truly believe, like I just said, that without that balance, you're just going to end up where you were before. So it means more than just focusing, you know, on the diet. You need to get your whole life in balance. Back at the end of September, I started the Bod Squad Light program that kind of dives into that whole aspect of balance. And I got to tell you, it's kind of exciting to see what's coming up and how people are incorporating that whole mind, body, spirit into not only their nutritional goals, but any goals. And people are starting to realize that things like just even your environment can really affect your choices of how you eat. So it's all related. In any case, now we're just talking about my transition there. I still believe that, you know, deep down, I still believe that using HCG is one of the best mechanisms of weight loss that's available on the planet. You know, it's fast, it's safe, it's easy. About a year ago, I don't remember the particular date, but I kind of admitted to the HCG world what a rebel I was, and I started calling my way of doing the protocol the Biz Buzz method. And more of my clients are using this method, and they're having some awesome results, including who we're interviewing here tonight. And just a little hint, because I haven't really made this known out in public, except to a few clients here and there, but I am actually working on a Biz Buzz method book. And I really, my goal is to have it done by January 1st, 2014. So that's something that's kind of exciting that's coming your way. But really, that's kind of the tip of the iceberg. I have more to share, but I can't share it right now. But let's go ahead and get on with the interview. Topics I wanted to discuss with you tonight is about cycling. Now, just to let you know, cycling is something I pretty much invented. And I invented this during my fifth round, which was back in 2008. You know, I was in the mood. I had done four rounds, like, pristine clean, and, you know, did them by the book. And now I was in the mood to finally lose all the weight and doing extensive research using Pounds and Inches as my guide of all the research that I was doing with other clinics across the nation that was using HCG with their protocol, I came up with a plan. Now, this plan it encompassed a bunch of things, such as, you know, your head being in the game, the definition of a minimum course described by Dr. Simeons, how he handled interruptions, and what a break should look like. And then finally, one of the things that I noticed after doing four rounds was how losses are always better at the beginning of a round. So I used all of that criteria, and I came up with a plan to cycle. And in other words, completing 20 effective doses, which is what Dr. Simeon said you needed for a round to be effective, and then taking a break of 7 to 10 days and then starting back up again. Now, the whole concept of cycling is kind of too long to go into tonight. I'm actually going to interview Barbara about her use of cycling instead of going through all the criteria that I use to come up with cycling. So what I did want to do is to, you know, Barbara has been like the model student on cycling. She's laughing. But she has. I mean, I look at it, I can see it. And she's been with me for about six months now. I'm back in at the end of April. In fact, it is the anniversary date. Did you know that, Barb? April 29th, and today is October
29th. Oh, I know. I didn't realize it.
Yeah, it's been 6 months. Anyway, she's full and edible, and every time she does this, I'm just like, my jaw is dropping, because the theory that I had and putting it into practice and then using cycling with the BizBuzz method is like in doing these incredible results. So without further ado, let me introduce my friend Barbara from Indiana, and she's on the phone. And hello, Barbara. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and whatever you would like to share with the audience, age, rank, and serial number? You know, I'm joking, but whatever you could share with the audience, and share as much as you can.
Okay. Well, my name is Barbara, and I'm 53, and I pretty much always had weight problems my entire life. You know, I was up and down, did the typical yo-yo dieting, you know, and I think I've done them all. You know, I don't think there's any out there that I haven't touched. I did Scarsdale diet back in the 80s. We won't go that far back.
That.
Back in the...
She is younger than you. Yes, I do remember that. Do you remember the Stewardess diet? Did you ever do that one?
No, I never did that one, actually.
It was like a three-day diet that you could lose weight before you got on a plane, but go ahead.
And then, you know, I've done Jenny Craig, I've done Weight Watchers, you know, I've done them all. I did OptiFast, that was a complete disaster, absolute disaster. So over the years, I've just kind of, you know, I'd lose a little bit, gain a lot, lose a little bit, gain a lot. And then back in 2009, I found, you know, the Happily Thinner After, somebody pointed me over to there, and I thought, oh, this is lovely. It's wonderful. I signed up with Biz the first time I think I signed up about halfway through. Mm-hmm. I did several rounds, traditional rounds on my own. Signed up with Biz as a coach and kind of lost the rest and got into maintenance, and then was like, well, you know, I could do this by myself. And I was gone, as Biz said, for about 2 years. And I did, actually, the first year I didn't do too bad. I had, you know, a little bit creeping back here and there, but not too bad. And then last year hit, which was excuse my language, but the year from hell. it was stress from A to Z, you name it. It was really, really bad. And I pretty much gained it all back again. But the last, I was shy of my high. And it was just, you know, I couldn't move. I couldn't, everything hurt. You know, my back hurt, my knee hurt, my hips hurt, you know, everything hurt. So I decided to come back and decided I needed help. So I came back.
Awesome, awesome. And we're going to go into that a little bit deeper later on in the interview. So you started back with me at the end of April. Mm-hmm. Like I said a little while ago, this is your six-month anniversary back with me.
Okay.
So in about 6 months, how much weight have you lost? Now, let me just kind of go backwards just for a second before you answer that. Barbara is, she's probably almost as obsessive as I, maybe a little bit more, on data. She loves data. So she has all this information, like, at her fingertips, which I just like, you know, for anybody out there that knows me, that just chill bumps me. So she's a stickler for data. How much weight have you lost from when you came back till now?
39.4 pounds.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. So about 40 pounds in 6 months, which actually really, really good, considering that you've cycled this entire time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how many, do you have that information? How many cycles has it been since you started back with me? Like counting the first cycle, and then what number cycle are you on right now?
Six.
Okay, you're on the sixth cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So you've had five cycles. You've had five HCG of about, at the minimum, 20 days. Have they ever gone longer than 20 days?
I had one that was 23.
Okay, so not too much longer. And then your breaks lasted about how long?
10 days, except for the last one I did 14.
Okay, so between, you've had around, your average is about maybe, let's go with 21 days. Well, and just for the sake of the audience, let me explain. Dr. Simeon's mentioned in Pounds and Inches that the minimum course that you can do is 20 effective doses. What that really comes out to is 21 days. So, you know, you can say 20 effective doses, you can say 21 days, whatever the case is, that's about how long she stayed in the cycle, and then she would come off between 7 to 10 days. Now, since you started back with me, have you done the BizBuzz method the entire time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And again, for the sake of the audience that might not know about the BizBuzz method consists of about 750 to sometimes 1,000 calories a day. Now, have you stuck with do you happen to have your average calories, or can we just take a guess?
I've been sticking to the 750.
Okay, 750.
Yeah, I had a few times here and there where, you know, I've had just kind of bad days and couldn't get to food, and so I stuck with 500. I had a couple of days where, yeah, I ate a little too much, and I wound up about 1,000, but 750 pretty much.
Okay. Again, for the sake of the audience, the extra calories come from clean fats. So you basically follow a P2 regimen with some added veggies and some added fruits that I've added into the mix that are, you know, an extension of what Dr. Simeon's had offered. And you've pretty much used those criteria while you're doing this. Is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you had better rounds than others?
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking in one in particular where the losses on the scale were not all that great, but inches were kind of phenomenal.
Yeah, I had one round. It was my third cycle where I could not get the weight off it didn't matter what I did. It just was not budging. But then towards the end of the round when I measured, I was like, holy heck, you know?
You wrote. I remember you writing and saying, oh, my God, I cannot believe I lost this many inches. And you had mentioned something about some kind of pair of pants or something you had put on, or you had gift the size or something. I can't remember what it was exactly, but it was like you were shocked that the, I think the round you had eked out maybe 6 pounds or something.
Yeah, 6 pounds.
Yeah, 6 pounds, but the inches were like completely off the wall. And so, you know, again, that goes into the whole manual on the HCG protocol called pounds and inches. So sometimes it's about the pounds and sometimes it's about the inches. Oh, I just had a thought. Give me just a second. Let me get my thought back because I was like, I need to talk about this. Oh, okay. In the Biz Buzz method, one of the things that I consider a win in a short cycle or a 21-day cycle is 10 pounds. And usually I consider it a gift if you get 5 pounds in the first week and then you work for the next 2 weeks and get the next 5 pounds off. Have you pretty much stayed with that throughout your cycling? Or can you kind of give us an idea of where you've kind of gone, even with your bad round, what your average has been with each cycle?
Well, my average per cycle was, let's see, where do we find that? Why do not I not have that divided by 5 equals 8.5 pounds is my average.
Okay.
I had another round, another cycle where I was gone like one entire week. So I just sort of maintained. That wasn't a great round either. So I only had 6 pounds that round.
Okay.
But most of my cycles, my rhythm seems to be I do pretty good the first week, and then the second and third week I do about the same. But typically the first week is closer to like 4 pounds, and then
okay.
I'm eking out the rest, you know,
during the
second 2 weeks. I don't seem to.
Okay.
Now this cycle that I'm in right now, this one kind of broke the mold a little bit. I had a really good loss the first week. I did get my 5 pounds the first week.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you're on what day right now today? I don't have my
today's
email
day 15.
Open. You're on day 15, and you're at almost 7 or 8 pounds, or where are you at?
Almost 7.8 pounds. Yeah.
Okay. Again, for the sake of the audience, let me also say that, and again, Barbara has been the model student in this whole cycling thing because one of the reasons why cycling can work is you don't go crazy during the breaks. The 2 pound rule cannot be broken, and you haven't done that during your cycles. You've transitioned like you're supposed to. You know, I have a limbo article that's out there that kind of explains how you should get off of P2, and you've taken that to heart, and you've done that, and then you raise your calories a little, and you've stayed. That's the reason why cycling is working so well for you, because you're following the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, okay, you kind of mentioned it in your explanation just for a little bit, and you lead a pretty active life with your work and your traveling and your things that you do with your family and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next little segment that I want to go into and I want to dive into is something that I like to call, you know, working your life around a protocol versus working the protocol around your life. And that sometimes even I get confused when I explain this to people, but let me try to explain it. In other words, you can schedule rounds around important events, which usually means that there are fewer and fewer rounds. So if you try to fit all the little social interactions that you have during the year, the holidays, the weddings, the anniversary parties, the whatever comes up, if you try to, you know, fit in protocol in between those things, you're gonna have fewer and fewer rounds. Or you can make the commitment to just do protocol no matter what happens. Now the latter is what you've chose to do. So you've been making that commitment to do protocol no matter what happens. You've chosen to work your life around the protocol. Now you've had things go on with each cycle you were doing, and yet you didn't let it hinder your doing HCG. And can you, you know, you kind of touched on it a little bit, but can you give us another example of some of the stuff you've had going on in the last 6 months that we're doing protocol?
Sure. The first round, we can start with the first round. I wound up on a week-long trip to Florida. Fortunately, I was in a motorhome, so I had some control over what I was eating, but we had gone down to Florida for my sister's graduation. So there was a lot of, you know, celebratory eating out, plus just eating out once we got there. Let's see, I've had, work kind of gets in the way. I tend to put in kind of weird hours. Sometimes I work a day shift, sometimes I work an afternoon shift, sometimes I work a day shift and an afternoon shift in the same day. So it's hard to get into a routine because I don't often have a routine. Let's see, we've been to Iowa, we've been to Kentucky, we've taken some little trips here and there.
You do some celebrations or you get together with families at times.
My parents, I live, the reason I live in Indiana is because of my parents. We moved down here. That was part of my year and a half of fun last year, was moving to another state. So it's, you know, it's mom and dad's anniversary, and then it's mom's birthday, and then it's dad's birthday, and then it's my birthday, and then it's our anniversary, and then it's my husband's birthday, you know.
Never stop, though. I mean, if it fell on a time that you were doing protocol, we would discuss it, right? We would discuss it. You say, I have this coming up, what are the things that are, what are my options? And we would come up with, you got to the point where you would come up with, this is what I'm going to do. This is what's going to work for me. And you ended up enjoying yourself no matter what happened, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
because it's kind of like, okay, this is one day. This is how I'm going to prepare for it. This is how I'm going to handle the day, and then this is what I'm going to do to take care of it afterwards if it didn't turn out the way it planned.
you didn't kind of look at your calendar at the start of all of this and say, okay, this is mom's birthday, this is dad's birthday, this is my anniversary, this is their anniversary, this, and say, oh, can I fit around here? No, you have it. Like I said, you're kind of obsessive about your dates, which I think is just really cool. And it's good to know that I'm not the only one. You look at your days and say, okay, I'm going to do 3 weeks here, I'm going to do 7 here, I'm going to do days off here, I'm going to do 3 weeks here, because you have a goal, and what your goal is to be at a certain point before you do what?
Before we head to Arizona for the winter.
Right. Okay. So you wanted to get down as far as you could, and that's why cycling was your choice. Because, not that you had like this number goal, or kind of getting close to it. Am I correct?
At this round, I kind of wanted to be at about 155, so I could get down to like close to 145 before we go to Arizona. And I think I'm going to miss it by a couple of pounds, but I'm going to be darn close.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. So you kind of touched on it a little bit, and I don't, if there's anything else that you want to add, the kind of prep work that you would do in order to enjoy these occasions, yet stay on track with your goals. So, I mean, there were a couple of times where you didn't have control over the food that I can remember, and you ended up doing what I call a modified correction day, which I don't really share that with a lot of people in the public, but I will be doing that in my new book. But modified correction days have kind of helped you at times, is that correct?
Yeah, there's been a couple of times. I went out. We ate, and either I had a small gain or, it just kind of got me stuck for a while. I'd use a modified correction day to kind of bring everything back to her in line and get back on track, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, so I think we got that pretty much covered pretty well. Now, the last thing I want to cover with you is about coaching. And we mentioned it just slightly previously that we were once coach client, and then you stopped for a while, and it was about 2 years. And can you kind of share with us the decision-making process on getting back into using a coach to help you with your goals? Was there anything that just kind of said, hey, you know what, it worked once, you know, let me try it again? You know, everybody that's on the call that knows me or whoever's going to be listening into it in the future, they know that, you know, the two greatest things that I think you need to realize any goal is success and accountability, something that I can provide for clients. What flipped that switch and said, hey, let me get biz again and let me get into coaching, you know, let me have a coach?
Well, I had been kind of thinking about what I was going to do and how I was going to approach it, and that was about the time of those Darlicia interviews.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I was listening to those, and that kind of got me all revved up and excited about it again, and I was like, yeah, I could do this, you know. She can do it, I can do it, you know. also, the other thing, too, was last summer I did somewhere in between, in the middle of the summer, I tried to do a round on my own, and it was just a huge disaster. huge disaster, you know. And, I mean, it part of it was just, you know, stupidity of thinking, you know, in the midst of all this, you know, I'm gonna, you know, try to lose weight, you know.
Yeah.
My goal should have just been to just maintain
a balance,
at that point, but
no balance there.
Yeah, you know,
you needed to tell yourself. Yeah.
So you know, in that failure was kind of in the back of my mind of, you know, is this going to work again or not, or how am I going to do this on my own? And I'm thinking, you know, I can't do it on my own. I don't have to do it on my own.
There you go. I like that.
I just needed, you know, the hand-holding, the slapping me upside the head, you know, when I got a little out of excited or about something, or you know, just the reminder of, you know, just don't panic, take it one day at a time, and it'll be okay, you know, and the accountability, you know, for, I know I'm going to have to write this down, and I know I'm going to have to report to somebody, do I really want to do this, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's good, though. I mean, that's how the successful people do it. So I kind of want to touch on that a little bit, you know, about how to kind of get back on the horse after you've kind of slipped up a couple of times or anything. You know, sometimes motivation isn't just enough. I mean, you said you wanted to do a round last year and it just didn't work. You were motivated to start it, but it wasn't enough to keep you going.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that people talk a lot about enough is that things like that will happen. You know, there are going to be times where you will fall off the horse, or you will stray from your goal, or you will, you know, slip back into your old ways. And a lot of times what happens when you do make that mistake or whatever, that failure or whatever, it's really tempting to let it totally get you off the rails. So what happens then, it's really easy to let that single thing cascade into this repeated things, and you know, it's like, oh, I can never do it. So it leads to like a negative momentum thing, and I'm almost willing to bet that the vast majority of things that fail do so because the mistakes weren't handled properly. You know, I don't like to, you know this, you've been with me long enough, I don't like to call things cheats. I hate that word. I hate it with a passion. But deviations happen. You know, there's going to be times where you have to go off the rails, and people have to understand that those things need to be expected. You know, mistakes happen, failures happen. Even the greatest people in anything, whatever they do, make mistakes. In fact, a lot of times they make a lot of mistakes. It's just a fact of life. So if you start to expect it, then it doesn't become this huge thing that you have to deal with, you know, and start beating yourself up, beating yourself up for it. You know, to tie this kind of in with the coaching mechanism, because I am not in your stuff, I don't live with you, I don't, you know, I'm not your, I'm your friend, but I'm not your, you know, I'm not, I don't see you every day, I'm not in your life, I can be objective. I can look at the situation that you're experiencing, and I can look at it objectively, and I can say, hey, you know, this isn't the end of the world. It's, you know, this is just a little hump that you can get over, and still, and you've had some humps in this, you know,
mm-hmm.
You weren't in control of your food, or you thought it was going to be one thing and it turned out to be another. So you made your plan, but your plan, you know, blah, blah, blah. One of the things when people are sticking to habits or they're sticking to their good, whatever they're doing good, it's they have this tendency to believe that it's all, you know, all because of the choices that they make. But sometimes when people fail, they sometimes fault, which I think is kind of interesting. But sometimes we have to understand that we have that choice. We can make the decision, okay, and if it's the wrong decision at that point, it doesn't have to derail you. You can get back into control and get back into doing what was working before. So, you know, this is just for you or for the audience or even for me to hear. And this is something that I actually do in my life, is I prepare myself for my mistakes. Even in raising my daughter, you know, we go through things, and it's like I talk with other mothers and you know, the single mothers that have daughters my age, and it's like, you know what, I expect her to do something that's not on the path that I would like for her to follow because she's a kid. And as long as I expect that, then I don't just go completely bonkers when that kind of stuff happens. So that's the same thing that you can do for yourself, is prepare for those things. You know, this is going to happen. At some point, it's going to happen. Don't let it derail you. And one of the ways that person can get past this, again, is through support and accountability, because, you know, people can catch you in the act. They can get you back on plan, you know, a lot quicker. So I just wanted to kind of share that a little bit. And, you know, that's something that you practiced, that even though you had that failure last year, you didn't let it derail. You didn't let it go into a complete, you know, I'm never going to be able to do this again. And you've done that, again, through this last 6 months of being coached, you know, with us being coach client, I've seen that happen. I've seen, oh man, you know, you get, oh gosh, I didn't want that to happen. It happened. Well, let's get back on the horse and we'll just keep going. And that's what's enabled you to lose 40 pounds in 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So, I feel like I just, da, 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 da. So, Barbara, if there's something that you would like to share with the audience, kind of a big takeaway that you've gotten from the experience of coaching or how you got back on the horse, or, you know, what would you say to that? I know you kind of hinted on the whole failure thing, but do you have anything that you would like to share with the audience?
Well, yeah, you know, just don't be afraid to try again, and don't be afraid to, you know, admit, okay, I messed up. You know, I have to say, when I applied to come back, it took me a couple of days. Oh God, you know, I left, and then, you know, I gained it all, and oh, I was such a failure, and but I got to do this. I've got to do this. You know, I need the help. I've got to do this. So it was okay, you know, and you were just like, oh, okay, that's fine. You know, well, we start again, you know. We get down
and I
mean, again.
Yes. Yeah, it's like, it's, I don't want people, okay, let me back up for a second. A couple of weeks ago, I kind of wrote to all my clients, my active clients, an interesting question that came up for me while I'm doing a business course right now. I have my own coach, and I was doing a business course. And one of the questions that I was supposed to do was ask my clients, you know, what do they see? What is it that they think I do? And there was a common theme in some of the answers, and one of the things that came up quite often was that how non-judgmental I am. Not, because that would be so hypocritical for me to look at you and say, oh gosh, I can't believe you did that. I can't believe you gained all your weight, blah, 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 blah. That would be so hypocritical, because I got to look at myself in the mirror, because you know what? I make mistakes too. I make mistakes too, but I have coaches and I have people in my life that I can go to and say, you know what, just get me back on that horse. So I appreciate that you shared that, because it really is, if there's anyone out there that's listening that was once a client and that you're feeling bad about coming back, please don't. That is the last thing. What I think should be the last thing. Let's get you back to where you need to be, because that's what I'm good at. Am I good at that, Barbara?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm good at getting back to where you need to be.
Definitely gotten me back on the right path.
Good. Awesome. Awesome. I appreciate that. I really do. Okay, so that's kind of it for now. I wanted to announce to the audience that I'm going to be running a special on the Bod Squad individual coaching, and there is something really important to keep in mind. Like I said at the beginning of this call, there's going to be a lot of changes coming up in January of 2014. One of them is, you know, I'm going to be, hopefully, my BizBuzz Method book is going to be ready. But one of the things that I'm really leaning strongly towards is kind of getting away from one-on-one coaching and going more into group coaching. So this might be one of the last times I might be offering one-on-one individual coaching to the public. And anyone, just in case any of my clients are listening, including you, Barbara, anyone that's in the Bod Squad program right now is going to be grandfathered in. So you guys are there until you guys decide you want, you're ready to move on. But after that, I'm really focusing in on more of a group coaching model. So if you've ever considered one-on-one coaching and thought about individualized coaching, then between now and the end of the year is going to be probably your last time that you'll be able to do that. So I'm going to be offering, I'm going to be sending out information, offering a special for one-on-one coaching, and anyone that's on the call can get that information. I'll get it so either in this week's newsletter, I'll be writing it to the list for the live interviews. So now what I'm going to do, Barbara has graciously offered to answer any questions that anyone might have on cycling. And, the way to raise your hand to ask a question is by hitting 5 star. And I'm going to unmute Marcia right now. Or Marcia, I want to unmute you because you're the one that usually knows how to do this. Do you mind? I'm going to unmute you. Are you there, Marcia?
Hello.
Marcia, are you there? Hello. Is it 5 star or is it star 5?
I can't remember either.
Okay, I think it's 5 star. I'm going to mute you back again. Could you hit that for me? And I'm going to see. Okay, Marcia, I've muted you again. So hit 5 star, and let me see if it comes up with raising your hand. Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Okay, I'm going to. Did you want to ask a question? Let me go ahead and unmute you. Did you want to ask a question?
Yes, I have 2 questions for Ms. Barbara.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Question number 1. Is this for Barbara or for me?
For Barbara.
Okay.
What is your plan for maintenance? So once you get to goal, then what is your plan?
Well, my plan is to stick with biz as long as possible. I tend to just believe in a lot of the, I don't know, some people call it primal, some people call it paleo. I call it, I tend to go more with the people that call it jerfing, just eat real food. That's kind
there you
of
go.
My whole focus has been on get rid of the processed crap, because I think that's what really, you know, puts the weight on and what really throws your balance, your body off balance and throws your body off kilter. So I'm diet-wise, I don't even want to say diet-wise, but just as going forward as how I plan to eat for the rest of my life is just to go with, you know, the real food, the whole food, cook your own. type thing. Is that, did that answer your question?
Yes, great.
Okay.
Great answer. My second question was, on your little, on your breaks when you're cycling, what do you do about the things that tempt you? Do you just stay away from them? That's my Achilles heel, as Biz knows, and any of the girls that are on HTA know. Once I get started, it is not pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't start in on stuff like potato chips. You know, I just, if I have a, I have a hard time because my husband eats a lot of that stuff, so I have to just really stay away from it. So what I try to do is to, one, always plan ahead and have food made in the refrigerator. You know, even if it's, I'll make up, you know, batches of chili or stew or soup or something so that, you know, for me the hardest times are when, you know, I come home and I'm tired and I want to eat in 5 minutes. You know, I don't want to cook. I don't want to have to think about it. And that's when I get into the pantry and get into the stuff I shouldn't get into. So if I could plan ahead and, you know, spend, you know, every other weekend or whatever, making sure that my freezer has got something in it that I could pull out when I need to have it. I also try to have in my freezer like a little coconut bark. You know, the coconut oil with a little, with just a little bit of, you know, stevia sweetener in it and some chocolate. So that when I need that chocolate fix, you know, it's a healthy. I'm using raw cocoa, I'm using coconut oil, I'm using, you know, stevia or Truvia or whatever your sweetener of choice is that's not Splenda or, you know, Sweet and Low or any of those, that, you know, they're just little bitty things. Like a pop one in my mouth, and because they're frozen, you know, you're not going to chew through it really fast. You know, you're going to have to take your time with it. And it just kind of seems to satisfy that craving, you know, for that something little sweet or whatever. So those are my
great ideas.
Those are two of my biggest things. You know, the plan ahead and have that little bit of, you know, for me, chocolate. I love chocolate. You know, handy that, you know, I'll get that instead of getting into the digging into the ice cream that my husband's got in the freezer.
Yours too, huh?
Yeah.
You know, I think husbands, I think men and ice cream at night is a common thing for, it goes across the board. I mean, I have offline friends that are, their husbands are like that. So I don't think you guys are unique. I don't think, like I told Barbara when I was talking to her yesterday, I don't think she's the president of that club.
Yeah.
I don't think you guys are the president of that club. So there's always going to be, you know, I don't know, Marcia and I are having this discussion right now. I'm reading an interesting book called The Influencer. And one of the things, one of the last things in the book that it talks about, it's a book about changing behaviors. And in the last part of the book, it one of the last things that it gives you as a tip to change behaviors is to change your environment. And people overlook that a lot of times is because, you know, it's like seeing the forest through the trees. It's like, you know, you have that. You don't think your environment can play a part, but it can. But we use this example of this guy who's trying to lose weight, and his wife comes in with candy and chocolate, and he said, you know, she doesn't have a problem with it. She can eat it, and she can not gain weight, but he does. And he was like asking her, you know, could you please not do this? Because that would be an example of changing the environment. You know, I'm on the fence with that kind of stuff because, you know, at some point, you know, I know that I cannot have Ruffles in the house or I will get to them. I will get to them. Now, I talked to my daughter about it, and of course, you know, I've written an article about this, and she says, well, don't bring them in the house then. Don't do it. So she's agreed to be that way. You know, some guys won't agree to do that. So that's kind of a hard situation that makes me glad that I'm not married. But we won't get into that. That's not this kind of interview. But anyways, it's good, Barbara, that you can control, you know, that you, planning, being proactive, that's the key. Making sure that you have something that, you know, when they're snacking, that you can go grab. You know, my go-to thing is I like to cook some pecans and butter and put some cinnamon on it. And that to me is I'm okay. You can eat around me and I'm okay with that. That's a treat for me. And that's, you know,
especially if you put it over some Faye yogurt.
There you go. Definitely. Okay, any other questions, Marcia? We'll give somebody else a chance.
Nope, I'm good.
I'm going to mute you. Okay, anybody else have any questions for Barbara or myself? It is 5-star. You can raise your hand. Anybody else have any questions? Okay, we have somebody here that does have a question. They are from the area code 406, so wherever, that's the one I'm going to call on first. And if you want to share your name, I'm going to unmute you now. Okay, I've unmuted you from 406 area code. Can you share your name with us?
Hi, Biz. It's Gloria, Ms. Behaven.
Hi, Gloria. Long time no talk to.
I know, it's been a while. I was wondering, when's your next coaching session?
I start coaching sessions every Monday now, believe it or not. You can start any Monday that you want.
I read that and I forgot about it. But I also heard you say that you're not going to be doing one-on-one. It's going to be a group thing. Is that the Monday thing, too?
That's,
is that a group?
Right now, me and my coach are talking about that. She really wants to push me towards doing more group coaching instead of individualized coaching. I'm bucking it, but after hearing all of my trials and tribulations, she's like, well, you need to move into group coaching. So I don't know. I'm just saying there's a chance that it's going to move into that direction, yes.
Okay. All righty. Okay. Well, that was my question.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Gloria, for tuning in, and I'm gonna mute you now, and I'm gonna call on someone that is from the 616 area code, and if when I unmute you, you can share with us your name and who would you like to ask a question of?
Yvonne, and this is
Yvonne, for either
of you. Yes. Bez, I just sent you the report that I'd forgotten to send you 2 or 3 weeks ago. So.
Thank you very much.
Your style. So there's a little note for you that we can then correspond. But I have kind of avoided HCG for about 6 or 7 months. Just not felt well. I had done so many rounds that I felt like it just wasn't working anymore. But I've gained 20 pounds over a year for 2 years now, and I'm just at a point where it can't continue. So it's the only thing that's really worked. But I do seem to respond less to it now than I have in the past. And like I'm 2 weeks into a short round, but next week I need to be gone to a conference all week again. So tonight it was really interesting to hear how you can kind of work around that.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think that you become less responsive to it, or is there other factors that are going into that?
You know, and I think you will understand this, and anybody out there that does yoga and does the Zen philosophy stuff, and there's something called beginner's mind. When you start something brand new, you know, you get excited about it. It just works differently than it does when you've done it more and more and more. So, you know, the first time you ever eat ice cream is going to be the most, exhilarating experience of your life, but you keep eating it, and it's, well, for some people, maybe it is exhilarating still, but, that first experience with almost anything that we do is always going to be more magical than subsequent experience. And now what Zen people do and people that practice Zen is they try to get that beginner's mind to everything that they do. So they treat each new day as a beginning, you know, as, oh, my God, this is the first time I've ever tried it. And if you can get into your mindset. So, yeah, I do think mindset is part of the problem. It doesn't work like it did at first because you're not in the same mindset that you were when you first tried it. Secondly, is there is a lot of bad HCG out there, so you got to make sure that you test your stuff and make sure that it's potent. And then because of the kind of lives that we lead, I mean, all of us are super busy and we have always got something to do. The BizBuzz method, I mean, you were a client at one time. I've changed a lot of my, you know, how I handle clients now and how I handle the protocol. I would venture to say that if you came back and tried the BizBuzz method, you would find it complete. That would be like a beginner's mind again. It was like, oh, my God, I can't believe I can do this. You know, I had a client just come back, gosh, 3 or 4 weeks ago that's been gone for a while, and she was like, just this added, you know, the cream in my coffee has made such a difference. And it enabled her to finally, you know, after how many times she hasn't been able to finish a round, just the cream in her coffee enabled her to finish a round. So, it's just that balancing that we got to kind of get into and, you know, working through. Yeah, you lead a very busy life business-wise. You know, you're going all over the country a lot of times. So, you know, it's a little bit harder when you've got to get restaurant meals or conference meals, but it still can be done. It still can be done. Yeah.
Okay.
Did I answer your question?
Thank you very much. Yes.
Okay. All right. Anybody else?
You did answer my question, but I am interested also in, you know, the adjustments that you have made to it, because really,
okay,
I do find it way limiting.
Yeah. Well, it's not. Barbara, do you consider it limiting?
No.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Expand to a little thing that I think I've noticed more is the better the quality of the ingredients that I eat, the better the weight seems to come off.
Hmm.
You know, if I'm eating, you know, more of the organic vegetables versus, and I'm kind of starting to wonder if it isn't, you know, more and more the pesticides that's used on it and the GMO ingredients, that it just kind of messes with your body.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I
so
am
no
sure.
matter what you do, you're not going to get as good a result because your body's, you're fighting.
You're not getting fed nutritionally. You're not getting fed the elements, the minerals, and the vitamins and stuff that you need to. Yeah, definitely. I can definitely see that.
So that's just my little personal.
Okay. Does that answer your question, Yvonne?
It does. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to mute you. Is there anyone else that might have a question for Barbara or myself? We've got officially another 8 minutes. If not, if I don't see anyone else's question, I'm going to go ahead and say my conclusion. Okay. All right, I don't see anybody else raising their hand. I want to thank you for the participants that did ask some questions. If you do have any questions, you can reply to any of the emails that I sent as far as announcing the call, and I will be happy to do what I can to answer. Again, this is Biz, and I want to thank Barbara for agreeing to be interviewed. Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome.
And I will have the recording as soon as it's available. Within the next 48 hours, I will put it somewhere, and you will get notified of that so you can listen to it another time. Again, I want to thank everybody, and y'all have a great night.
Yep, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.